This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The grocery chain Kroger reports sales and profits this morning. Kroger, which is also Ralph's, Harris Teeter, Fred Meyer, and many more, is offering rapid antibody testing at its pharmacies nationwide. Antibody test lets people see if they had coronavirus in the recent past, not an active infection. The line between grocery stores and healthcare is getting finer and may blur further as vaccines start coming. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Millions of Americans are spending a lot more time at home, including a lot more time eating at home. Grocery stores have benefited.
Especially as restaurants have been restricted or in many cases closed.
Zan Akbari is an equity analyst at Morningstar.
As a result, Kroger has seen a significant uptick in its sales, both through the first and into the second quarter.
That's great for Kroger. David Livingston is with DJL Research. He says it's also not great for Kroger.
I mean, it's not all rainbows and unicorns just because your sales go up. Probably you've lost some employees. You're looking at paying overtime. You're trying to add employees for the increased sales. You've had to prepare your stores for the pandemic.
So it is perhaps no surprise that Kroger is offering antibody testing at its pharmacies. It's another way to get people in the door. And health and wellness is already a major part of the chain's business model.
I tell you, some of these stores, sometimes they'll do 20% of their total sales just in the pharmacy.
If consumers associate Kroger with COVID-related testing, that could actually be very handy when a COVID vaccine rolls out. Greg Portell is with A.T. Kearney's Global Consumer Practice. He says the vaccine or vaccines are an opportunity for big retailers in general and grocery chains in particular.
There have been discussions about grocers and retailers being involved in the vaccine distribution. I mean, obviously, they provide a lot of points of access, which is important when you start talking about vaccine distribution.
Grocery stores have the ability to transport goods in cold storage already. Some vaccines require very cold storage. And pharmacies, which are sometimes inside grocery stores, already provide flu shots. So if people start heading in droves to the grocery store for their COVID vaccine, an industry that was able to succeed as the virus emerged could benefit all over again from COVID's demise. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.